We'll find out. He's going to be involved like we've used the quarterbacks in the past 8-9 weeks. So he'll have an opportunity to leave his prints on this game and impact it in a powerful way.
Just the threat he is in terms of mobility, is there anything to that for Troell and Duke Johnson? I mean, does that in any way open things up for them?
I think so. I think you're right on it, because now you have to account for him as a running threat every time the ball is snapped, you know, providing us a run opportunity and a run down and distance situation. So they definitely will have to account for him, and we hope that that does add something and add a little spice to the effectiveness of the running game.
The fact that you have Archie, does that mean you don't – could you use him the same way you use Kevin Hogan that – first time he played Cincinnati, running those same type of plays that were so effective?
Yes, and I think when you look back in his DNA, that's always been a part of his makeup as a player dating back to his college days. So he's a weapon, and, you know, at some point you like to use, you know, every man on your offense, and he gives you that opportunity because of his versatility.
Is his ability to get the ball down the field to kind of open up that running game a little bit?
You hope so, because he's shown in the past that he's a deep threat in terms of his accuracy and his ability to throw the ball deep. So we hope that brings something to our offense that perhaps was not there earlier. So we're excited. Everyone is fired up to see him get out in the huddle and line up and see what happens.
When you look at that Cincinnati defensive front, you know, I'm thinking Geno and Pico, how tough is that for your interior guys, especially when Cooper hasn't played at all this year, and then Spencer's still a young guy?
Well, it's a nightmare matchup, just because you said it. You've got a big-time, high-dollar player in Geno Atkins, who's playing really well right now. You've got a right guard who is you know, coming off of an injury, or he's new to a system, and he hasn't played up to what he would like to think, his expectations. So it's going to be a matchup that I'm sure they're going to try to create a disadvantage of. But we think we're up for the challenge, and I think Jonathan, as well as the rest of our linemen, will step up and do a really good job in this game.
Crow, are you trying to get the ball in his hands in any way you can, maybe throwing it to him a little bit more just to get him untracked?
Well, Coach always has some things in mind from week to week to exploit his ability, and I think this week will be no different. He'll have some opportunities to make some big plays for us, and it's up to him to provide them. The opportunities will be there.
Because of the success Kevin Hogan had against the Bengals, you at least have to give it a shot again?
Well, what's that? If it's not fixed, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So, no, we'll see. You know, each week it's a little bit different, and teams will adjust and take some of the things you do really well away from you. And we expect this game to be no difference. They're going to do something and add some adjustments and show us some things that they didn't do before. And then it's up to us to adjust on the sidelines moving forward and give them a new wrinkle.
Why was Burford so productive last week? I mean, I think he had 2 picks and a bunch of tackles all over the field. Overall, what makes him so good, and then what did you see specifically last week?
Number one, he's smart. You know, you see that on film. I mean, he lines up guys on the defensive front seven. He's active from sideline to sideline. He's a big-time hitter. He's an outstanding tackler. And this guy can do it all. He's a three-downs player. And probably, if I'm guessing, that it has to do with his health. He's probably feeling a lot better than he has in the past. His play certainly demonstrates that. And we have to account for him every single down, because he's all over the field. He's an explosive playmaker, and you have to block him and out-hit him the entire game, because he doesn't back down ever.
What do you think a victory would do for this team, and what would it do specifically for Hugh, who's obviously been taking this pretty hard?
You know, really, it's something that these men have really worked hard for so long, and you'd love to see taste victory, because they're putting so much into this, and they're not seeing the numbers that they'd like to see in the left-hand column. But they know that they're better. They know they're better prepared. They know that it's a process, and they're getting to where they want to be. We just haven't had that luck yet to finish off games. And hopefully this is the week. I know they're eager. They're excited. They've had a great week of practice. And we hope this is the day that it will happen.
How about you? You go such a long way back with Hugh. How much of a toll have you seen this take on him, and what could that do for him to kind of get that monkey off his back a little bit?
Right. Well, I know this much about him. He's the ultimate competitor. And it doesn't matter if you're playing cards, talking sports, you know, he wants to be the best and he wants to win at it. So I'd love to see him get this victory and get going. And it's harder because he is the head coach and everything falls on him. Anything that goes wrong or good, it's a direct reflection of your head coach. So we'd love to get this win for him and win for our players and our fans. So maybe this is it. We're certainly going to go out there and give everything we have, and hopefully that's enough.
Do you think it would be even just a little bit more special for him, given that it's against the Bengals?
I think it would be pretty sweet.
I assume you've never been through anything like this. What's it like for you to coach a team that hasn't won a game to this point in the season?
Honestly, every week is new, and you look at it as we're undefeated. We're going to get a chance to go out and prove that we're worthy of a victory, because in football, I truly believe you get what you deserve and you have to earn victories, and we haven't earned a victory. So our record is what it is. And until we change that, that's going to follow us. So every week I come in with the same attitude. Let's get better. Let's improve on things that we did last week. Here's a list of things I think we can improve upon. Here's a list of the ways we're going to improve upon that. And then we move to the next step, and that is the preparation. Because the players know they're not responsible for their performance. They're responsible for their preparation. So that's where our focus and our energy and all of our efforts are put on, and that's getting better and preparing for each game every single day.